The king consults the Lord's prophetess. But was it possible to bring about the needed reform? Israel had almost reached the limit of divine forbearance. Overwhelmed with sorrow and dismay, Josiah bowed before God in agony of spirit, seeking pardon for the sins of an impenitent nation. At that time, the prophetess Huldah was living in Jerusalem near the temple. The king determined to inquire of the Lord through this chosen messenger whether by any means within his power he might save erring Judah, now on the verge of ruin. The respect in which he held the prophetess led him to choose as his messengers to her the first men of the kingdom: "Go ye, inquire of the Lord for me, and for the people, and for all Judah, concerning the words of this book that is found." Through Huldah the Lord sent Josiah word that Jerusalem's ruin could not be averted. The people could not escape their punishment. So long had their senses been deadened by wrongdoing that, if judgment should not come, they would soon return to the same sinful course. "Tell the man that sent you to me," the prophetess declared, "thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon this place, and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the words of the book which the king of Judah hath read. My wrath shall be kindled against this place, and shall not be quenched." But because the king had humbled his heart before God, to him was sent the message, "Because thine heart was tender, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou heardest what I spake against this place, and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and hast rent thy clothes and wept before me, I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. Behold, therefore, I will gather thee unto thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered into thy grave in peace, and thine eyes shall not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place." The king must leave with God the events of the future. But the Lord had not withdrawn opportunity for repentance and reformation, and Josiah determined to do all in his power to bring about decided reforms. He arranged at once for a great convocation, to which were invited the elders, magistrates, and the common people. To this vast assembly the king himself read all the words of the book of the covenant which was found in the house of the Lord. The royal reader was deeply affected, and he delivered his message with the pathos of a broken heart. His hearers were profoundly moved. The intensity of feeling revealed in the countenance of the king, the solemnity of the message itself, the warning of judgments impending, all these had their effect. Many determined to join the king in seeking forgiveness. Josiah now proposed that those highest in authority unite with the people in solemnly covenanting before God to institute decided changes. The response was more hearty than the king had dared hope for. All the people joined in the covenant, RSV. So long had they followed the customs of the surrounding nations in bowing down to images that it seemed almost beyond the power of man to remove every trace of these evils. But Josiah persevered in his effort to cleanse the land. See.